This is Dr. Oliveira dictating on November the 11th of 2024 on a patient by the name of Ernest, E-A-R-N-E-S-T, and the first name is Hale. Number one, this is a patient that is 76 years old that is referred by Dr. Ware, as well as Dr. Alexander Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, for evaluation of the kidney function. This patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, has a history of bronchial asthma. He used to be a smoker many years ago. He quit more than 20 years. He's a a patient that has atrial fibrillation, decreased ejection fraction, and coronary artery disease that the last intervention was in 2022, April, comma. But this patient has had more than two stents in the past. The main coronary disease is in the right coronary artery that is 40 to 50%. Period. The atrial fibrillation has been treated with the administration of amiodarone as well as metoprolol. He had an evaluation for the diarrhea, and in 2022, the patient has a CT scan of the abdomen without contrast that is and was consistent with the presence of scar tissue in the kidneys. In other words, the patient has a thinning of the cortex, which is consistent with chronicity of the kidney disease. On October 12th of 2024, the patient had a serum creatinine of 1.2, a BUN of 17, and an estimated EFR of 62 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of anemia. The hemoglobin was 12.9. And the patient also has evidence of a albumin creatinine ratio that was reported on April of 2023. The result is 22. In other words, the patient doesn't have proteinuria and the kidney disease is acceptable. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. There is evidence throughout the laboratory workup that the glucose has been oscillated between 120 to 170 in several determinations that were done, and the hemoglobin A1C is between 6 and 6.5%. Is under control. The patient is not overweight. The BMI is below 25. Following number, the patient has diffuse atherosclerotic disease that has been assessed with several cardiac catheterizations, PCIs. The patient says that he has more than three stents. And we have evidence of the ejection fraction of 55%. There is no evidence of pericardial effusion. Following number, the patient was admitted to the hospital recently because of atrial fibrillation with fast ventricular response. has been treated with the administration of amiodarone and metoprolol, and the is under control at the present time. He has history of hyperlipidemia on statins. The total cholesterol has been between 100 and 150. On April 26 of 2023, the cholesterol was 108, HDL 37, triglycerides 74, LDL 56. The patient is to continue with the same treatment at the present time. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, the patient has been treated by Dr. Alexander Torres, the ENA is inconclusive, and it seems to be just osteoarthritis. We're going to emphasize for the patient to follow a plant-based diet, decrease sodium intake, and avoid industrial production of food, avoid juices, and the source of protein, mainly fish and eggs. Multivitamin is also recommended, increase in activity. Walking will be very beneficial. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup.